And they usually skip to verse 8. And say, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Well, let's look at verse 7 first, because I don't want to skip it yet. But we establish that walking in darkness... Well, I don't want to leave ends unloosed. I kind of want to skip verse 7 for 9. Well, not really. I mean, because look at, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And that really means, I think, fellowship with God. You know what I mean? But also with, verse 3, with the apostles and with the rest of our brethren. Because we're all having fellowship in the same things. The reason we have fellowship with each other is because we are fellows in the same pursuits. If we walk in the light... then we have fellowship, because he's in the light, I'm in the light, you're in the light, Fred's in the light, Johnny's in the light, Billy's in the light, Susie's in the light. We're all in the light. We have fellowship together. Now, if you're walking in darkness, you're not in the light. You're over there. You're not with us. We're over here in the light. We have fellowship with each other, because we're all in the light. Those that walk in darkness, we're not where God is, but in the darkness that is everything outside of God is darkness. They have fellowship with something else. But to leave the paths of uprightness, of righteousness, judgment, and equity, every good path, that is the way of light. That is the way of God. That is where you meet God. That is where you come into contact with him, and you have fellowship with him. You sit down at the table. You eat with him in the Spirit. Now, this matter of if we say that we have no sin, and this should be we have not sinned, but it means in the sense of like, I don't have sin. I have not sinned. He does say later, I have not sinned. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, this is not to say, because he's going to make it very clear. John himself in the same book says, he that commits sin is of the devil. And he says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. And that's the point of the ongoing. But still, I cannot commit sin. I can stop sinning. And I cannot say, I have no sin. Do you understand? Because the blood of Christ cleanses me from all sin. The whole point here is that someone would say, well, I don't need to be cleansed from sin. I don't need to be cleansed. I'm upright by it's someone who would establish their own righteousness and saying, I have not sinned. I don't have sin. I don't need the blood of Christ to be cleansed from sin. I need the blood of Christ to be cleansed from sin. I need it. That's the whole context here. The whole point is saying, if you say you have fellowship with him and you walk in sin, you're lying. And do not the truth. And if we were to take it the way they think it says, which is to say, oh, I just keep sinning every day, and I'm going to continue in sin for the rest of my life, this is not what this is saying. But if we were to take it like that, then it would be, if we can't have fellowship with him, because we are always walking in darkness, okay? If we say we have fellowship with him, and we're liars, okay? So we don't have fellowship with Christ because we sin. Because if we say we don't have sin, we're deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That means if we say we have fellowship with him, we're liars automatically. You can't have fellowship with God because you're always walking in sin. It's impossible to have fellowship with God. That's what this would mean. If you don't understand the logic of that, you need to think a little harder. You got to use your brain. If we say that we have not sinned, or we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. That means, okay, we all have sin. We all continue in sin. We all never stop sinning. We, as Peter said, we cannot cease from sin. Of course, he was talking about the wicked as saying, who cannot cease from sin. But we, none of us can stop sinning. Which means, if any of us claim to have fellowship with God, we're liars. No one has fellowship with God. No one knows God. No one's anywhere near him. We have no fellowship with him. We're not in the light. We're all in darkness. Because that's the conclusion we would have to draw. That can't be what he means, because he wants us to have fellowship with God. The whole purpose of Christianity is that we can enter into fellowship with God, that we should walk in the light and not walk in darkness. But it's not by some hocus-pocus, alamagocus nonsense. It is by the actual power of God to walk in an upright life. It is by the power of God coming that we might walk in the light as he is in the light, that we might walk uprightly as he walked uprightly. Not that I could say, I don't need Christ. I don't need the blood of Christ to cleanse me from sin. I walk uprightly. The fool. Without the blood of Christ, it doesn't matter how uprightly you walk. You have to answer for the things done in your body. Now, it does say in the Old Testament places, if a man turn from his wickedness, God, and do righteousness, all his wickedness that he has done will be forgotten. That's the graciousness of God in the Old Testament. He was gracious even then. But still, to be perfect under the New Testament law, which is stricter than the old, as far as I'm concerned, took away all the easy ones, you know. Don't eat pork. Well, that's easy righteousness. Took away wear all one type of garment clothes. That's easy righteousness. I think some guy even recently wrote a book where he tried to follow the Old Testament. And, you know, yeah, it was kind of hard in the modern world, but believe me, not as hard as walking in the New Testament law. I'd like to see someone try that, as far as one of these jamokes who don't think, you know, who think the scripture is kind of a joke, knowing not what they're talking about or what they're laughing at. They don't even understand. They don't even have a clue. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Walking in darkness is the equivalent of walking in sinfulness. It is walking, is leaving the paths of uprightness to walk in darkness, to rejoice to do evil, to lighten the frowardness of the wicked, or to even do those things. That is the ways of darkness. We have to walk in the light, as he is in the light. How is he in the light? In the perfect way. Like we just read in Jude, man, he's able to present us perfect, blameless, harmless, the sons of God. Now that was, I shifted over to Paul on that. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. He cleanses us from all sin. That doesn't just mean he forgives the past. He also cleanses us. Say, I've been cleansed from sins. I expect to be cleansed from all sin because the Word of God says I will be. It says, if I walk in the light, he's going to cleanse me from all sin. Whatever makes manifest is light.